Welcome to Almost 30.
Greetings. So glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Not sure how you found us or if you've been with us as an OG. What's up? We're glad to have you.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Krista.
I'm the quiet one.
I'm the annoying one.
I literally don't know. I actually would be... I actually haven't thought about that. And that's hilarious over 4 years. Like thinking what...
What's our like archetypes?
Yeah, like...
I think it was single and taken for a long time.
Totally. Good one, guys.
This is nothing against them. I don't want to know the archetypes, to be honest. They're like, Chris is a little thick. Like, what is the archetype?
Oh, man. But we're got... Hold on. What?
Yeah. Okay. Hello.
Hello. We're glad you're here. We do 2 episodes a week. So Tuesdays are more in-depth interviews. Thursdays are solo episodes, typically, where you get to know Chris and I a little bit more. We just share what's up, what's going on in real time, in real life, in hopes that you can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to do another Ask Us Anything, because that one was really popular.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Love all of your questions.
We just love to let it rip.
Let it rip.
So welcome to Almost 30. So glad you're here. Before we get into it, we have shop almost30.com. So you can find all the apparel, workshops on all the topics that we talk about on our show. And then your podcast pro. So a lot of people are starting podcasts right now, which is incredible. Or you're interested in growing it or monetizing it. In the 4 years that Lindsay and I have grown almost 30, we wanted to share everything. So your podcast pro has all of that. And we're going to be doing a special group accelerator. So for people that want to apply, we're going to be coaching you weekly over the course of 8 weeks on how to grow and monetize your podcast. So how to make some money.
Make some money. Yeah, we get questions all the time. So this was just a really fun way for us to work with a group and really hold their hand and walk them through. So yourpodcastpro.com and then shopalmost30.com. And then you can find us obviously everywhere. You can listen to podcasts. We always appreciate...
Got videos on YouTube.
Oh man.
I actually want to turn to the right. This is my bad side. So I kind of want a podcast not looking at you.
Okay.
I think we may need to switch sides eventually.
Well, we've always sat here. So.
I know. We're going to switch it up. I need to this
She's
side.
She's like, I just realized we're on video.
Honestly, when I was seeing the video, I was like, oh, that's my bad side. I look like a monster.
Yeah, we are on YouTube. Very excited about starting that a couple months ago. And yeah, I'd love for you to check it out. It's all of our shows as well as other just fun videos from tour. We have our Almost 30 HQ reveal on there. We have a video that highlights our merch that we did with Daisy LA. So check it out. Subscribe.
Check it out. Do the thing. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ask me anything. Thank you for coming. You know, hopefully that helped you.
Ooh. Listen up. Did you know that there is one phase of sleep that most everyone fails to get enough of? The one phase of sleep is responsible for most of your body's daily rejuvenation, repair, controlling hunger and weight loss hormones, boosting energy, and so much more. Okay, I'm talking about deep sleep. And if you don't get enough of it, you'll probably always struggle with cravings, slow metabolism, premature aging, or even worse conditions. So why don't most people get enough of this one most important phase of sleep? A big reason is magnesium deficiency. Over 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium. Magnesium increases GABA, which encourages relaxation on a cellular level, which is critical for sleep. Magnesium is also, it plays a key role in regulating your body's stress response system. Those with magnesium deficiency usually have higher anxiety and stress levels, which negatively impact sleep as well. Before you go out and buy a magnesium supplement, it's super important to understand that most magnesium products out there are either synthetic or they have 1 to 2 forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs all 7 forms of this essential mineral. So that's why I cannot recommend enough bio-optimizers who have created Magnesium Breakthrough. Taking this magnesium before bed helps me relax. I wake up feeling refreshed and energized, and the deep sleep benefits are so noticeable. It's unreal. Like, it's unreal. They also offer free shipping on select orders. They have a 365-day money-back guarantee on all their products. Plus, they have a customer satisfaction rating of 99.3%, which is super impressive. So you can get 10% off Magnesium Breakthrough, the best aid I know for boosting deep sleep at biooptimizers.com/almost30. That's biooptimizers.com/almost30. And you'll get 10% off. Use almost 30 at checkout as well. That's magnesium breakthrough. Go to biooptimizers.com/almost30. Always and forever, Athletic Greens, y'all. If you're new to the pod and have not heard us talk about Athletic Greens, let me tell you a little something. Athletic Greens has completely changed my life. I'm not joking. This is the first thing that I put in my body in the morning. And this is a complete supplement. It really helps. You know, we have like daily stressors, whether it's actual stress, whether it's environmental stress, nutritional stress. We're not always able to eat healthy all the time. And Athletic Greens just makes sure I'm getting what I need. Gut support, immunity, energy. Like, it's got you. I just adore this company. We are super close with their team, and they're just good people creating a more than good and exceptional product with over 75 proven vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients to help support your body's nutritional needs across 5 critical areas. I'm just so impressed. So if you haven't tried Athletic Greens, please do. It's vegan, paleo, keto, dairy-free, gluten-free. And you just mix it with cold water and it's delicious. I actually ran into a friend the other day and she's like, yo, I started using Athletic Greens and it's delicious. I was surprised. I was like, I know. The color, the green, you don't think it will be, but it's so freaking good. So what's really cool right now, Athletic Greens is offering our listeners a year's supply of vitamin D3 K2 for free. Huh? For free. athleticgreens.com/almost30 to claim this special offer today. Receive the free D3 K2 wellness bundle with your first purchase. It's basically a 1-year supply. And it's that like serious added value. They're not joking. athleticgreens.com/almost30. Yeah, so your questions rock. And today, I mean, geez, like Almost 30 Nation always is like,
the deepest.
Going deep.
The deepest and the most profound.
None like, what's the color you prefer on your toenails? Honestly, it's like, it's quite deep.
That's like all our reviews. When people write reviews, they're like 4 paragraphs of like the most profoundly beautiful poetic writing.
So kind.
All of you guys are so talented.
So kind.
Okay, so the first
one.
Let's
get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Okay. How do you balance the masculine and feminine in business?
This has definitely been a process for me. I noticed that within business, I tend to, because I think traditionally we think of running a business as very structured and linear, like A to B, step by step. And that's very masculine, if you want to call it masculine. And I noticed myself within business kind of like resisting that because it was kind of hard for me to always be in that masculine, even though that is what, when I am in that masculine, it is the most productive. And it is like where I kind of see things actually happening.
I think it goes against your creative identity too.
Exactly. So I'm always like, yeah, exactly.
The creative.
I'm the creative archetype. But it's, I think I feel most like myself when I'm in that like kind of more feminine creative flow. And I actually see what I, in my eyes, can give to this, you know? So I actually didn't identify with, okay, like, so I learned this in my previous job and I'm going to bring it to this. I was never in the corporate world. I taught at SoulCycle. I was auditioning. I was a bartender, which brings its own skills and experience. But I kind of felt like I was floundering a little bit as on the business side. So it took me a while to kind of appreciate activating that more masculine structured side of me within the business. But then once I was able to, I really, really appreciated it. You know what I mean? And then that created a little bit more room for me to be fully in my feminine. It was kind of always a little bit like nothing on the in-between, kind of that between masculine and feminine. And now I think I have a balance and we're at a point in our business where there's more room for us to be a bit more in our flow and mm-hmm. creative. But again, I feel like different every day.
I know.
To be honest.
What is that? Literally. I feel like at the beginning when it was like we were working full time and then, you know, doing the podcast, it's like I had to be so regimented with my schedule.
Yeah.
Because it was in the morning or, you know, during my lunch break or in the evening, whatever. So it was like forced to be in my masculine per se. But, mm-hmm. you know, I was saying this the other day, like I'm trying to not label anything as anything, mm-hmm. you know, so not labeling masculine, not labeling something as masculine or feminine, because I find that when we're labeling things as masculine or feminine, there's a prejudgment that comes to them. So when I'm saying like, oh, I was in more in my masculine, it's always like, oh my God. You know, right. everyone's like, they're like, oh, that's not good. Everyone kind of thinks in the new age way that that's not necessarily good, but it really just is. And for yes. me, especially, it's like, it's just part of me, you know, for me to be in whatever feminine or masculine mm-hmm. I am. And it's just, it's all part of me. And my job isn't really to determine if I'm being in my masculine or feminine. It's if I'm being myself or not. If yes. I'm being in my authenticity
exactly.
or not. So I really have dropped the labels or the even thought around masculine or feminine because, but it's like in duality. Mm-hmm. That lives in duality because both of those are part of me. And if I find myself being like, oh, am I in my masculine or feminine? Then, you know, what do I perceive that as? But I do find that in my personal relationship, it's helpful to just yeah. kind of, not even thinking about it as femininity. It's like, what kind of energy am I bringing? Is it soft?
Yes.
Is it inviting? Like, is it loving? Is it present? Is it calm? Rather than like, you know, kind of that forward energy of the masculine. Mm-hmm. So it's like feeling in from like a somatic way to the actual energetics behind the softness and like the push of yes. masculine. And I do tend to find I'm more successful in our relationship when I am more in the softness, when mm-hmm. I am more in the feminine. But in the business, I think I pretty much work in both. But I think that I've always had the preconceived idea that masculine would get me further, but it's not always the case.
And I, you know, I wonder if you can really allow both to be at once, mm-hmm. which I know that's like part of what you're saying. So like, what would that look like, I suppose? And
it's wearing this tie-dye dress. And then and also, sitting with my legs wide open. Sitting like a basketball player in this tie-dye dress. That's exactly
I mean,
the
that's
balance.
My life. I look at like pictures of myself when I was a kid and I was literally wearing like soccer cleats and shin guards in a bikini.
Yes.
It's like, oh wait, and it's so sweet. I think that's mm-hmm. our innate nature to be
balanced
mm-hmm. like that. Where
yes.
So I think it's more so, you know, if I'm looking at myself or remembering myself when I was younger, it's more so this curiosity and this exploration rather than feeling like you need to be that, right? It's never like trying to be more masculine, trying to be more productive, et cetera. It's like really this playful exploration of how does this feel in the moment rather than trying to get to that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. Yeah, it is. The work, though, around masculine and feminine energy is so profound, though. Like John Wineland, you know, when we've mm-hmm. done beautiful podcasts on it, it's like, it's the shit. But I just, for me personally, I'm kind of like, okay, I need to focus on just being myself.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that means, whatever that yeah. balance is, that's really the focus instead of being like,
mm-hmm.
Because then also too, I'm like, am I being, like I walk in my apartment, I'm like, am I being feminine?
I know. You're like, toss me my silk robe.
Honestly. I put my, like I run with my like right leg in first. I'm like the, it's just the leg and then not me. Like, here I come, daddy. He's like, what is going on? Okay. Beautiful. Love that one.
Such a good one. Thank you for that question. Okay. Question two. Do you believe in God?
G-O-D.
G-O-D, baby. Capital G-O-D. I talked about this on a recent podcast with Sean, but I've always had a belief in God. I think I had a lot of judgment around what that should look like and should be in practice every day. My mom would like kind of take us to a different church every couple weeks and just test them out. And my dad never went to church with us. So I was just kind of confused. I was like, do we go to church or do we not? Like, yeah. do we believe in this or is church whack?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. I was like, but then there's that, which is like what this idea of religion does to just the simple belief in like a higher power that created all things and wants pure love for all of us and create us in love, and we are love. So there is kind of like the structure around that belief that kind of fucked me up for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sean coming back into my life, and he's always been a person that, you know, we've had open conversations about God, about Jesus, about faith. And to be completely honest, like early on when I knew him, those conversations kind of freaked me out because I was like, why is he so comfortable talking about God and Jesus? Mm-hmm. Like, what does that mean? You know, and a lot of that came from just like my upbringing of kind of judging that, you know, like, so it was actually really freeing to be able to have these conversations with him and kind of feel it come out of me where I was like, oh, that actually feels true. And that actually takes a lot of what I've been putting on myself and actually offers it up to God instead. And it feels right, you know? So I'm kind of in process with that, but it just feels so good. And it feels really good to actually talk about it. You know, I don't, now that we're still in a time where we can't be necessarily in public places in big groups, but like I do watch church every Sunday online. And
which one? Church Home?
Church Home.
I want to get him on the pod.
Oh, Judah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the shit. Yeah. He's really funny. Yeah. And I think, you know, there's a bunch of different churches like Church Home where it's just, again, kind of like non-denominational, but like we love Jesus, mm-hmm. and we love love.
Yep.
And it feels really good to be in community around that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the thing with, you know, coming back to Jesus, it's like understanding Jesus as like someone that was like radical, you know, that radically loved people. And it's like taking that just construct, someone that literally radically loved people in a way that no one had ever seen. I support that, you know, but it's like the layers that were put on, you know, through programming and growing mm-hmm. up just make it so tainted, which is what's been hard. But I think, you know, my commitment has always been to look at every belief that I have in my life consistently and check in, like, where does this belief stand and do I still believe it? So with religion and church, you know, growing up Catholic, it's like, you know, angels are removed from you. Angels are not accessible to you, or didn't feel accessible to me. Anything mystical didn't feel accessible to me. Divine feminine, I mean, if we're talking divine feminine, you know, divine feminine and the power of the woman was completely removed from the experience for me in the Catholic Church. Jesus felt like someone that was far removed from me. And then God in general, mm-hmm. you know, God was like, it's interesting within the Catholic Church, you know, the hierarchy that exists. And it's almost like the hierarchy represents how far away from God you are and the fact that you have to go through these multiple layers to get to God. You know?
Yes.
And so it's
you must repent. You must pray. You must attend church. You must.
And then also it's like priest, pastor, pope, archbishop, bishop, all these things.
Yes.
So that kind of hierarchy. And in Law of One, it talks about, in the second book of Law of One, Ra talks a lot about the distortion within the church and how God, as this way shower, came down as a fifth density being, a wanderer with true love intent. And then his teachings were distorted by negatively polarized entities. And that distortion happened within things like the Ten Commandments, where it's thou shall not, thou shall not, thou shall not, which essentially goes against the law of free will of the universe. So if someone is saying thou shall not, that is going against your free will as a sovereign being and telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. And as sovereign beings, we have the choice of what to do. So Law of One really was helpful for me in understanding that and really just revisiting the idea of Jesus as this really beautiful angelic wanderer. You know, this, if we're not going to think of Jesus as, or for me, this is what I've done. I don't think of Jesus as like the Christian person. I think of Jesus as like a beautiful angelic wanderer mm-hmm. here to radically love everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And with God, it's been interesting too, to come back to that belief, you know, for so long, I would say universe. And then it is interesting to think about like, well, who created the universe? You know, the creator of all things. And that really is God. We've been doing work too, you know, we're going to do more work too with our coach on Aaron Rose on the idea of God and bringing back, you know, the love of God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just simply to the act of prayer in the every day, like, mm-hmm. you know, shit is fucking wild right mm-hmm. now. And I have never felt more like expansive. Like, I feel like in times like these, it's like easy to kind of contract, and we've had our moments, but I feel like, I don't know, like just having kind of that constant conversation, even just like very brief momentary prayer during the day,
yeah,
is like incredibly powerful. And I don't know, like when we say like universe has your back and like co-create with the universe, it's like it actually feels more collaborative to me to kind of think about in prayer, like working with God,
mm-hmm.
you know, like kind of that yeah. makes more sense. Like I get the universe has your back thing, but there is just like this reverence to that higher power and that intimate conversation that you can have that mm-hmm. just makes it really, really powerful.
Yeah, I think too, you know, it's like when we think about co-creating with the universe, it's almost like co-creating with the simulation that has been created that we exist in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're like, you're projecting positive thoughts, they come back to you. And so the universe is just here to always nudge us back mm-hmm. to our authentic path. And God is here as like our guide or, you know, our...
Yeah.
The overseer of that. But it's interesting too, because, you know, you read books like Sophia Code, or you understand like in the Gnostic tradition of like goddess Sophia. And I kind of, it's interesting because in Sophia Code and in the Gnostic tradition, the universe was created by Sophia. And mm. Sophia really wanted to experience duality. And so she created our universe. So, you know, I think that there's more research to be done. I don't know if God created Sophia, but it's just like, it's never ending. You know, it's never ending. So this is like the flavor of the day. This is the conversation for today. And this is like the belief and intent for today, which is just understanding God.
God gang, baby. God gang. Yeah, that's a great question. Again,
dude,
so deep.
Okay. 4 years ago, we're talking about nudes.
Nude
literally
photos.
And today we're like, God gang.
Let me teach you how to take a nude. And then we're like, Jesus is king.
Yeah, honestly. Dude, help. Help.
Oh, I love
so
it though.
So funny.
Love it. Okay.
Okay. We also got the question about our favorite guest. Who's our favorite guest?
Don't like to play favorites.
Don't like to play favorites. So that's what I'll say.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could give a few.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, it's actually kind of hard for me.
Yes, it's really hard.
I would say ones that I think about most often are Peta Kelly, John Wineland, and I'd say Kelly Levesque's always in my ear when yes. I'm in my pantry.
Yes. That one changed our lives.
Yes. Yeah, so Kelly Levesque is a holistic nutritionist to the stars, but an author as well. And yeah, I mean, listen to any of our episodes with Kelly with a notebook.
Yes.
It's incredibly informative.
So helpful for
And you can do it
health.
Today.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Channy Nicholas, astrology, that Channy Nicholas was all about astrology. That one was really dope. Dan Savage.
Oh.
He is like, dude, we did Dan Savage in Seattle. All about...
Oh, man. Can't believe we would like travel all the time and like...
I know.
Yeah.
And do all about just like gay rights.
Yeah.
It was powerful.
Yeah, super powerful.
And then Alok Van Menen
mm-hmm.
about like gender... Which was
gender
like
non-binary and
so powerful.
Yeah. So make sure you check out those episodes.
I know. Gabby Bernstein, Marie Forleo. I really loved like some oldies too.
I know.
You know, like Milana Snow, Jill mm-hmm. Willard. She was Teza. Teza.
Teza was dope.
Lisa Vitti about mm-hmm. hormones. I mean, we have so many. It's also Ryan O'Flanagan for a laugh.
I'm trying to get him back on.
Ryan O'Flanagan for a laugh. Yes, we need to.
Trying to get him back on.
We need to do that. But also too, it's hard to pick. Nicola Para, Dr. Lacona
mm-hmm.
Para. You know, each interview presents its own beautiful offering for information or learning or laughter. And it's like just taking what's there in the moment is really what it is because, you know, we only meet these people sometimes for an hour or so
yeah.
for the interview. So
yep.
while we love it. It's just, how do you like pick them forever?
I know. It's on, and it's always like divine timing mm-hmm. when we talk to people. We always kind of get a message that is quite relevant for us, and we've heard from all of you, like relevant for you in your life. Bringing in that sovereign being, like peace. When we were talking about God, it's like everyone that we're meeting is like a sovereign being, and lives their own life and makes their own decisions. And like you said, we meet them for an hour or two, maybe. And so, yeah, like
Well, we can be especially like sometimes people are like, oh, did you see this person did this or said this?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's interesting that, you know, I'm glad people are keeping us in the loop on conversations, but we can only control like what happens in the hour container that we are presented with the person. And sometimes it's like, I can't control what they've said 12 years ago or what they're saying 3 months from now or what they're doing. And I think, I don't know. And we've had at this point over 350 guests.
Yes.
You know, over the 4 years. And we actually don't agree with all of our guests. You know, it's not really our job to agree with everyone. It's our job to create a beautiful container, have everyone feel like their most authentic selves and bring diverse opinions, inspiration, or laughs to everyone. So it's not like everyone too is someone we completely endorse or are like, know what they've done 12 years ago or what they're doing in the future or should be associated with. Our job is to really just like create a beautiful space and create inspiring and, you know, enlightening conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it would be so boring if I agreed with everyone we had on the show.
I know.
So boring. Yeah. So I'm glad that's the case. I actually often think about, I used to watch the Today Show when I was young. I literally haven't watched the news in forever, but watching that, like they have all different types of people on and it's rarely associated with like, you have that person on and that says something about you. So it's just interesting with podcasting how it's a little bit different.
So true.
Because we are still journalists.
Yes. Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. Well, it's just you don't want to, you know, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but also it's like, everyone just needs to
take a walk around the block.
Take a walk around the block.
I love you.
Some of our faves are there. Yeah. We have had some of the most amazing guests ever. So hopefully that'll wet your little whistle.
Wet your whistle. I actually don't know what that means.
Wet your whistle or your like lips.
Oh.
Because you whistle out of your lips.
Oh, the lips or the whistle. All right, y'all. BetterHelp. BetterHelp has helped almost a million people take charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. It's a professional counseling service done online securely. They have a broad range of expertise available, which might not be locally available in your area. So it's really great. This is accessible worldwide and you can log into your account at any time and you'll get a thoughtful response from your counselor if you message them. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. They are committed to facilitating great through their therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And best of all, it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. So go to betterhelp.com/almost30 and you'll get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/almost30. That's BetterHelp.com/almost30. This truly is the definition of being 33. I am jazzed to talk to you about one of our newest sponsors, Drops. Okay. Their eco-friendly cleaning solutions, their detergent pods are my favorite thing ever. You don't have to like take my word for it because, oh, casual, they have 10,000 five-star reviews. Mm-hmm. But they are powerful. Like a lot of times clean products, it's hard. It's hard to get them to work. But Drops delivers powerful clean you need right to your door in eco-responsible packaging with carbon neutral shipping, and all pods are dosed exactly for your needs so you never overpour or overpay again. You can sign up for automatic shipments and save big, which is awesome. But these powerful formulas contain plant-based ingredients. No measure, no mess. Lightweight detergents mean no spills. It's awesome. This is great for sensitive skin, great for baby laundry, you know, that you do if you have a baby. This takes care of stains and odors. I've tried it on everything and I am incredibly, incredibly impressed. So if you'd like to try Drops, I can't recommend enough. free carbon neutral shipping coming your way. Manufactured in the USA, never tested on animals. Drops.com, that's DROPPS.com. And use the code ALMOST30 at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Ah, try it out. I'm so dang excited. Drops.com, the original laundry detergent pod, is so good. Use the code ALMOST30 for 25% off.
Next question.
Next and last one.
Yeah, next and last. Do you want to have kids? Good question, guys.
Sure. Do you want me to have kids? Will I start a kid YouTube channel? Maybe. Family channel, maybe.
Do I already have their Instagram handle?
I know.
Probably.
Let's take a vote, guys. Should I have kids? I should tell Justin first, but yeah. Definitely. I've always wanted to have kids. Kids are one of my favorite things about existence. They just are so present and funny and fun and aware and dynamic and just amazing. So mm-hmm. I can't wait to have, you know, if I'm blessed enough to have some beautiful little peanuts running around. And I think that'll be like 3 to 5 years or something if my baby spirit can hang on. I know. I think I told you guys this, but
God's like, LOL.
LOL. We did a session with Kiki and my baby spirit came through. She's came through with Milana, Mama Medicine, Nikki, Natalie, mm-hmm. Tim Braun, Jerry Sargent.
She's wearing a different bonnet every time.
She's wearing a different bonnet every single time, but she comes through any reading that we've had. She always has something to say and she's like, they're always like, wow, are you trying to have kids? Because she's here. And so yeah. She came through with Kiki and she was telling her what she wanted her name to be, which is Saraya, which means princess in African. She kept saying she was a princess. She was a galactic princess. And then Kiki was trying to do some healing with me. So she was like deep in trance, kind of doing a healing. And my baby spirit kept showing her what toys she wanted. Kiki was like, yeah, she kept showing me like all these toys that she wants when she's coming through. I'm like, dude, I'm actually trying to like heal from trauma. And yeah. And my baby is like shopping at Toys R Us.
She's like, I'm going to heal you from trauma.
I know. And she also said too, my future baby spirit said that I work for her.
Okay. Not surprised.
Honestly. Well, I already knew. Even when I was younger, I'm like, I'm going to have a girl because it's going to really give me a run for my money. Because I know I was a true delight when I was in high school. I was a delightful treat for all to see when I was in high school.
Oh my God.
But dude. Yes, I do want to have kids. And
it's gonna be a blast.
I think Justin and I are both looking forward to it. Especially mm-hmm. now that we have little kittens. My kittens are my kids right now.
Yes. I'm sure that's given you like a...
Yes. I tried
really
to work out today and
taste.
They wanted to lay on me, so I didn't work out. Literally.
But they love when you work out. That's what the psychic said.
I know. You know, yes. Mm-hmm. But today they wanted to lay, so I laid.
So I did some Shavasana. And yes, I would love to have children if I'm lucky enough. I think like since Sean came back into my life, it's just like very real and we talk about it a lot and are very open about it. Who knows when it'll happen, but I had a reading recently with our friend and it was an astrology reading. So like a part of my chart was like, kids are part of your purpose. And I was like, oh, and it's funny because growing up, like I was always told, build your career, do the thing, and then have kids or get married and whatnot. But I grew up with a mom who was a stay-at-home mom. And so I was told one thing and then shown another. So I was kind of confused. I'm like, what can I do and what's right for me and what is right? But now when she said that, I was like, that is so true. And I'm going to really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it just felt really good.
Yes. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thanks for the question.
Peace and love. Thanks for the question. Thanks so much.
Y'all.
Keep them coming.
Yeah,
we get them
these
via DM or, you know, otherwise. But yeah, we really appreciate you. It's been a crazy year, you know, I'm sure for you and as it was for us, but we're feeling really good, you know, about the content that we're putting out, the episodes that we've had the past couple months, the episodes coming out. So I hope you guys feel really excited too. We also have new workshops for the new Paradigm Digital series that are coming out soon on like body, sex, channeling, tarot.
I mean, is that you guys excited?
Breath work. It's going to be
awesome. It's going to be really, really powerful. And like, this is the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like any time that I've signed up, I'm like signed up for a friend's breathwork and meditation thing this weekend. I'm like really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. And if I was busy and running around, like maybe I wouldn't fully be present for like, wow, I get to do this thing. But I really feel like if you are, you know, maybe not doing as much as you used to or in the way that you used to, and you have an hour or two, in this case, 2 hours to just sit down and like do something for you and learn something new, do it.
Yeah, 100%. We love you. Thank you for being a part of Almost 30 Nation. You're the best. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah. Love you. See you.
Bye.